This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A federal judge could not reach a verdict in the case of a one-time phone company executive accused of bribing former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Jurors took nearly 3 days before concluding it could not convict former AT&T of Illinois President Paul LaSchiazza. He faced conspiracy and bribery-related charges tied to AT&T's hiring of a Madigan associate as part of a strategy to pass company-backed legislation. That associate received nearly $23,000 from the firm for a consulting gig that prosecutors said involved little to no work. The mistrial in LaSchiazza's case is a blow to the government as it gears up for Madigan's own highly anticipated corruption trial next month. The judge dismissed the LaSchiazza jury and ordered lawyers to reconvene Tuesday to determine if the case would be retried. A downstate judge is expected to rule next month on a federal trial over Illinois' ban on semi-automatic guns and large-capacity magazines. As the trial came to a close, U.S. District Judge Stephen McGlynn invoked the 1917 race riots in East St. Louis, which took place across the street from the courthouse. He asked the courtroom what would have happened if some of the black residents were armed with guns like the AR-15 that are now banned in Illinois. Lead attorney for the gun rights groups challenging the law, David Segal, says he was moved by McGlynn's remarks.
The issues in this case, for some, is the difference between potential victim and actual victim.
McGlynn is expected to rule on whether the ban violates the Second Amendment in about a month. City officials have been promising to create a combined shelter system for both migrants and unhoused Chicagoans. Wednesday, service providers presented a set of recommendations. State and city officials listened as community leaders spoke about lessons learned serving each population. Recommendations include ongoing support services and better standards of care. Judith Triplett, a former homeless person, wants to see more accountability.
You have to make sure that as we come into a shelter, you tell me this is who you contact if you have to file a grievance. It's supposed to be on the wall, but there are many shelters where it's not posted on the wall.
City officials say the recommendations provide an initial vision as they continue to plan for one shelter system. The Chicago Transit Authority's president has big ideas for the future. Dorval Carter told a sold-out City Club of Chicago luncheon he wants to see bus service every 8 minutes along major routes, all day long. And, among other ideas, he revived talk of the Circle Line, or Crosstown Connector. That would connect CTA and Metro's rail lines. But first, Carter says the CTA is not getting enough state money to reflect the level of service it's providing, and he says that needs to change.
We cannot expect to have a world-class transit until we have an honest discussion about the dire need to change how transit is funded and prioritized in our region.
State lawmakers are still considering a measure to combine CTA, PACE, and Metra into one entity. But Carter says transit needs are vastly different in the city and the suburbs, and he doesn't think there would be enough cost savings to justify it. A couple more things you should know today. Next year, Cook County's public health system plans to provide free breast and prostate cancer screenings to people who do not have health insurance. The county wants people to schedule screenings during their birthday months. Commissioners hope the effort helps reduce the wide life expectancy gap throughout the region. The county expects to spend about $2 million on the screenings. Riot Fest returns this weekend. The three-day festival will kick off tonight with the headliner with roots from Wilmette, Fall Out Boy. But much of the chatter leading up to this year's festival centered around where the music would be played. First, organizers surprised fans with the June announcement that they would decamp for Southwest Suburban Bridgeview. But just a couple of months later, Riot Fest reversed course and is returning to Douglas Park this weekend after all. Today's weather, it will be a mix of clouds and sunshine with the high in the mid-80s. And tomorrow, we're expecting rain and thunder in the morning with overcast skies in the afternoon. The high should reach the mid-70s. That's it for now. Later today, my Rundown co-host Aaron talks with the co-hosts of Vocalo's summer finale, a big Chicago party in the J. Pritzker Pavilion.
There's really no other parties like Chicago parties.
Say it again for the people in the back, you know?
I said there's no other parties like Chicago parties.
Yes, period.
That's happening tonight. Hear more about the music, the dancing, and the vibes right here at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.